Good morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP. Okay, let's start with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you. Thank you for good day that you have given to us, that we can have fellowship with you. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon us, teach us, lead us, and give us power so that we can keep that fellowship that you have given to us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us continue our reading from the first John, or first letter of John, chapter 1, verse 5 to 10. This is the message that we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have no sin, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, this pericope want to tell us that the characteristic of fellowship with God, and also the characteristic of fellowship with believer. If we know this characteristic, then the fellowship bring joy for us. John start again. He said that this is the message that we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light. So, you know that we can see each other in this room because we have light. The Bible said God is the source of light. So, because of light, then we know the way. Yeah, we know the way. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So, with Jesus, brothers and sisters, we know the light. At the same time, we know how we walk. In the Old Testament, Psalm said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That means, brothers and sisters, if we have fellowship with God, then we have light and we know where to go. Yeah. But the problem of human is, if we go back to Old Testament, let's say start from Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Let us open Genesis 6, verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the weakness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Yeah. So, start from Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, we know that everything that start from the man bring them go to do sin. Because why, brothers and sisters? Because they don't have light. They live in the darkness. No wonder in the beginning of chapter 6, we can see that a descendant of Cain, of course, they live in the darkness. But at the same time, the descendant of Seth, who start with light, but by the time they forget God, and they also live in the darkness. And then descendant of Seth and descendant of Cain, they live together even worse. That's why on Genesis chapter 6, that we can see one person, Noah, God called him, yeah, to save the world. But no one see the light that Noah preached about 120 years. Why, brothers and sisters? Because they live in darkness. Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 10. We grope along the wall like blind men. We grope like those who have no eyes. We stumble at midday as in the twilight. Among those who are figures, we are like dead men. Like dead men, blind men, no eyes. Yeah. Why, brothers and sisters? Same question. Because they walk in the darkness. Sometimes we see a news and then we give some comment, how come these people do this thing? And then the answer, because they don't see the light. They live in the darkness. On 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, whose mind the God of this age has blind, who do not believe the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Their mind have been blind because of sin. So, this is the situation of the human life. But then, brothers and sisters, John give us new hope. John give us good news. He said that God is light. And then after he said God is light, he said that in him there is no darkness at all. In him there is no darkness at all. What John want to say is, okay, you don't have any light, but if you live with God, then automatically you have the light. Because God light shine upon us. What you need is only you come and fellowship with Him. Come and fellowship with Him. Simple illustration. A simple illustration. There is a blind man. I know that blind man cannot see anything. But I believe that blind man can know everything as long he has someone who he live with and tell him. For example, he cannot see apple and orange. But he know which one apple and orange. If he walk with me, then I will tell him, this is apple and this is orange. And suddenly, when he hear this is apple and this is orange, he can take out the apple or she can take out the orange. Why he know, brothers and sisters? Because he walk with me who is not blind. More of this, if we walk with God who is light, then we can overcome the darkness. God give us light. Number one, from Jesus. We have read the first John chapter 8, verse 32. And then he give us the word. Psalm 119, verse 105. And then finally, he put Holy Spirit in our heart. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 18. So, these three parts, God put it in our life in order we can walk in the light. Brothers and sisters, as the consequence of what God has given to us, then we should not walk in the darkness. This is the characteristic of fellowship with God. This is the result of the fellowship with God. So, we see verse 6. Now from verse 6 to verse 10, a lot of the sentence start with the word if. Yeah. So, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Very simple. If we say that we have fellowship, but we still walk in the darkness, then Singapore people say, not okay lah. Yeah. Not okay lah. How come you say that you have fellowship, but at the same time, you walk in the darkness? Not okay. Yeah, not okay. I like to cook. I like to eat. Yeah. Sometimes I see some people, yeah, they put two delicious food in one plate. But these two delicious food is different character. Different character. Yeah. Yeah, different character. Because of different character. So, two different food. Two yummy food. Because put it together. Because different character. Because bad food. Yeah, bad food. So, the taste, the good taste is lost, become bad taste. Similar. Yeah, two character. One is likeness. The second is darkness. When they put it together, then dark at all. So this what John want to tell the audience, that not okay if you say that you have fellowship with God but still do the same thing. That means you are not walk in the dark, in the likeness. And then he continues say on verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. So brothers and sisters, have fellowship with God also give impact to fellowship with one another. Yeah. If you have good relationship, if you have good fellowship with Him, that also impact with your fellowship with your wife, yeah, with your friend, with your teamwork. Because everything that you get, good thing, then will come out from your fellowship with another. Few days ago, we celebrate our silver anniversary. Yeah, silver anniversary. Me and my wife, two different character. How we can maintain this 25 journey, this 25 years journey. My wife say, it's not easy. I want to say, it's not easy. Yeah, it's not easy. But I have a quote. I said, everything start with God. Everything start with God. When we come to God on our marriage ceremony, then we say that this is the journey. We start with God. As long we have good fellowship with God, then we will have good relationship with each other. So this is what we have, 25 years. If you want to know the secret is only one, walk with God together. Yeah, bring joy to each other. So same in our church. Yeah, if you walk in God, I walk in God. So we live in the light, and then we don't have any desire to hurt everybody, because in God there is no hurting. There is God. In God there is no bitterness. In God only have joy. What we want to share is joy for other people. And then verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now he said that you don't walk in the darkness, but at the same time you say that you have no sin. Sin has no part in our fellowship. But as a human, we can do sin. Yeah. So what's the next after do the sin? Then the Bible tells us on verse 9, come and confess our sin in the Lord. I remember two stories from the Bible. Both Jesus' disciples. First is Peter. Second is Judas. Yeah. Peter have sinned. He denied Jesus 3 times. Judas, he also have sinned. He sold Jesus for 30 denarii. And then Peter confessed his sin, so that Peter have fellowship with Jesus. But Judas ran away and then hang himself and then died. You can see this story from the book of Acts chapter 1, 17 to 18. So you see that Peter do sin and then confess. And then after confess, he have new fellowship with God. But Judas not confess and died with his sin. So brothers and sisters, we need to know that when John tell us verse 8 and 9, it doesn't mean that he want to tell us, okay, you can do sin and then after that confess. No, it's not that purpose. He tell us that we have weakness, yes, but when we do sin, we need to confess in order to maintain our fellowship with Jesus. So finally, he said that if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Now, for us who use English Bible, we'll know the difference between sin in verse 9 and sin in verse 10. So sin in verse 9 is talk about action. And then sin in verse 10 is talk about nature. Yeah. Our nature have been sin from Adam going down. But Jesus changed our nature. Change our nature with new life. So if we want to have fellowship with God, first of all, we need to say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinful man. Please forgive me. So by this step, we have new fellowship with Him. So chapter verse 10 want to tell us that we need to have spiritual repentance. Spiritual repentance is the first moment when we say that I am a sinner. Please forgive me. Of course, when you say I am a sinner, please forgive me, then God will open the gate of fellowship for you. I remember two people come to God in the temple of God. The first is Pharisee, the second is tax collector. The tax collector just say, God, have mercy on me. He acknowledged that he is a sinner. And God say, this one, get the righteousness. Yeah. Remember Zacchaeus. He has a lot of sin. But when he acknowledged he is a sinful man, Jesus accept him and fellowship with him. Remember the young rich guy. Yeah. He never acknowledged that he has sinned. That's why Jesus have never had fellowship with this young man. So, brothers and sisters, everything start from our heart. Have we have spiritual repentance? And then the second, keep walk in the likeness. And then by the end, the joy is with us forever. God bless us. Let us spend few minutes while Pastor Nate lead us in worship. How is our fellowship with God? Yeah. Do we have joy? Yeah. If we don't feel joy, then let us go deeper. Is there something that we hide from Him? Yeah, I don't know what kind of thing that you hide in your heart, but God know. Don't keep it, brothers and sisters. Let it go. Yeah. You cannot walk in the likeness and darkness at the same time. John very strict. Yeah. If we say that we know Him, then we say we have fellowship with Him, the consequence is don't walk in the darkness. Darkness in action, darkness in mind, darkness in spiritual, that all darkness will put us far away from the joy.
Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the light, you are the chorus. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. I once was fatherless, a stranger with no hope. Your kindness wakened me. now I will come and take this life, take your sin has lost its power, death has lost its sting, from the grave you risen victoriously, into marvelous light I'm run, out of darkness, out of shame, by the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. My dead heart now is beating, my deepest stains now clean, your breath fills up my lungs, and now I'm free. Now my dead heart now is beating, my dead heart now is beating, my deepest stains now clean, your breath fills up my lungs, and now I'm free. Sin has lost its power, death has lost its sting, from the grave you've risen, victoriously, into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame, by the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame, by the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. Light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame, by the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame, by the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way.
Brothers and sisters, we live in Hong Kong. In few months, we can see that 6 a.m. is still dark. In other few months, 6 a.m. is already light. This doesn't mean that the sun have changed the position. This happened because the earth have changed position. If the earth in position far from the sun become dark pan. If the earth is close with the sun, then the earth will get a lot of light. similar with our position in God. God still in His throne. God still, He is the light. Now, we are talking about our position. If our position near or close with Him, then we can see the light and we walk in the light. If our position far from the source of light, then we walk in the darkness. So let us ask yourself, in what position you are now? In what position? Only when we have close with Him, we enjoy fellowship that bring joy to us. Father, thank you. Your position never changes. Light or dark in our life, all depend how close we are. Today, we want to revise or review our position in you, Father. Some of us will feel too far. A lot of things bring us far from God. Some of us may feel joyful because they already have a good relationship with you. Yes, Father, we confess our sins and we ask for your forgiveness so that we can have a good relationship with you. The position like a father and son sit together, talk together with God. Yeah, beautiful picture like Maria sit down with Jesus. Help us, Father. Holy Spirit, bring us close to you. Of course, there is a price that we need to pay. Only one thing. We need to leave everything that brings darkness in our life. Similar like the youngest son. He walked far away from the father, but finally he left everything and then he walked back. And then Father give him warm hug. We need that hug, Father, this morning. We want to leave everything that brings darkness in our life. Either action or mind that we have kept this in that darkness. Or maybe material. Or maybe, yeah, you know that, Father, that's something we enjoy, but when we enjoy, we live in the darkness. Please help us, Father. Give us the power that the youngest brothers have. Leave everything and then have new walk to the Father. And then we need your warm hug this morning, Father. Warm, huge. Thank you, Father. Only in you we have this kind of fellowship. Amen. Okay, let us spend our time this morning, brothers and sisters. We pray for community who have cancer and running chemotherapy. We really ask God power come upon their life. Let's pray together. Pray for community who have physical weakness, but at the same time we pray for their spiritual salvation. We pray that God will open their heart to receive salvation from Jesus. Let's pray together. That's why we bring them into God's hand. We pray that God's mercy come upon them and release all physical weakness from their body. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking new job. We pray that God will lead them to find it, find the best for them. Mission, pray for Pastor Sophia, Pastor Jumi, Hyunjin, who serve at Japan. We pray for Kelly in India, Angela in Hong Kong, and also Oasis House, Pastor Jenny O. Let's pray together. Pray for Mission Council, Pastor Samuel, Tim, Sally, and all brothers and sisters who are joined in Mission Council, that God always lead our mission team in extend mission in this world. Let us also pray for local outreach ministry, Agape, Humi, Freedom Bridge, Recreation, and SP Light. Let's also pray for SP Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray that through this ministry, we can share and save children and then bring them to Jesus. For Friday night gathering, yeah, for IP, SPU, SPU, we pray that that gathering really bring growing for every people who join it. Also pray for pregnant mother. We pray that when the time is up, mothers can deliver baby with good and health condition. Let's pray together. Activity tonight, there are a few places that have house church. We pray that God will bless all house church. Also pray for Hong Kong. We pray that God will lead Hong Kong, especially for those who are not believe Jesus. We pray that the church can be a leading or a leader that bring these people come to Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Father, thank you for good opportunity that you give it to us. In this morning, we have fellowship with you, then we can feel your joy. We also pray for Sunday worship, for the preacher, for worship leader, for everybody who serve you, Sunday school teacher. We pray that your anointing come upon them. Thank you, Father. We give our life into your hand. We ask for your blessing come upon us, step by step, hour by hour, day by day. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Have a nice day. Good weekend. See you on Sunday. God bless you.